German artists help artists in Afghanistan retrace the creative skills muzzled under the Taliban regime. 5 years ago, such a sight of artists drawing human figures or making wooden statue would have invited death penalty from the Taliban rulers. For Afghanistan artists, destruction of Bamiyan Buddha had in fact signaled the end of all creative activities. But all that is now part of history. Famous world over for its Gandhara form of art, Afghanistan has embarked on a creative odyssey. Here at the Faculty of Art in Kabul, artists from German Friedrich Ebert Foundation are helping the institute relaunch courses in sculpture, painting and drawing. Artists like Latifa Miran tries to capture the trauma and pangs suffered by average Afghan women and common civilians through their works.
We are happy to be able to draw because we are tired of all these problems and grief. We all come here with a lot of interest, although we have no equipment.
Andreas Terra, the director of Friedrich Ebert Project, is busy with the local sculptures, making a 7-foot wooden sculpture of an Afghan woman. Women who have suffered untold hardship under Taliban have become the focal point of all artistic expression.
And the idea is to make a, I think this is an important theme for Afghanistan at the moment, to make a women's figure, a strong and proud women's figure we are trying to create. In fact, I have to say, we were not sure if we really can do it. But when we came here, the teachers really wanted to make that human forms and human bodies. So that was a good chance for us to realize that, to make that, to create these forms, to work with the figure again after all the Taliban area where it was forbidden.
Today, the art college has about 70 students. It would be some time before the Afghan artists make a dent in the world of art and sculpture. But surely, the freedom from the Taliban would help them realize their creative potentials. Indulata Prasad with Dipankar Chakraborty, ENI.